Two Kentucky theater students thought 2020 would be the perfect year to produce a provocative play. But then came the pandemic, followed by protests over racial injustice. For the Ohio Valley Resource series Black Lives in Red States, reporter Sydney Bowl spoke with the two about how life and art converged during the craziest of years.
Let's start with some introductions.
I'm Jesselyn Brown. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm 21. I actually just graduated from Georgetown College in December.
I'm Kyrie Higgins. I'm 22. I'm from Red Fox, Kentucky, southeastern part of Kentucky. I graduated from Georgetown College in May of 2020.
Brown and Higgins were both theater majors. When the time came for Brown to direct her senior play, she thought of Higgins right away. Brown was directing Blackademics by playwright Idris Goodwin. Here's Higgins explaining.
The setup is it's two Black women that are educators. They're meeting up in the at this fancy, renowned restaurant that everybody's been talking about, and one of them wants to come there because she's celebrating that she's got tenure.
But at the restaurant, there's a twist. In order to earn a table, a chair, or even some water, the women must prove themselves worthy. The professors battle each other, the waitress, and the restaurant itself.
And you don't get to see who wins the battle, but it's assumed that it's most likely they're not going to win because it's kind of like they're against this person that's kind of a representative of the white mind.
Here's Brown.
The interesting thing that I loved about the show was that it was just full of Blackness. it just really was. The characters, their experiences, the music that they loved.
Rehearsals started in February 2020, but they didn't last long. Here's Brown again.
We had done probably about 3 to 4 weeks of rehearsing when we figured out that we weren't going back to school and there would be no show.
With school closed due to the coronavirus, Brown and Higgins went their separate ways. At home in Red Fox, Higgins remembers a cascade of headlines. Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd.
My little sister just came in the house and she said, "Did you see this?" She said, "I'm not going to show you the video, but have you seen it?" We had a conversation and she was so angry and she was crying. And I just remember thinking, I can't cry in front of her because she sees me as the calm one.
Higgins thought back to something Brown had said at a rehearsal for Blackademics. The play's two main characters fight a lot during the play, Brown had said. But in the end, they came together.
She said the words, "my sister's keeper." And that was just like playing through my head because you get so scared. You get so scared when you're just reminded and when you're already very aware that it's dangerous for you and anyone who looks like you out in the world.
In Lexington, Brown found herself reflecting on the canceled play too.
But essentially, what you feel at the end is this reoccurring theme in America, the destruction of Black bodies, Black people always on the bottom, Black people always losing. And it's so like doing this play and not even getting to wrap up and tell this story, and then going home and getting and feeling isolated and then hearing stories of Black people dying. It's so sad that we didn't get to do this story. But I think now, I think with all of the things that happen over the summer and continue to happen and the things that we continue to see in the news, I think we're seeing stories be told again.
For Brown and Higgins, Blackademics didn't end neatly. There was no happy ending. Just a deeper awareness of systems of oppression. 2020, they said, felt the very same. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.